The communication code, unlocking every relationship, one conversation at a time. Introduction, the power of communication. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you thought you were communicating clearly, but the other person just didn't seem to get it? Or perhaps you've been on the receiving end, feeling frustrated because someone's message wasn't coming across as they intended. If so, you're not alone. Communication breakdowns happen all the time, in our personal lives and in our professional relationships. But what if I told you there was a way to dramatically improve your communication and unlock the potential of every relationship in your life? That's exactly what we're going to explore in this book. I'm Jeremy Kubisik, and along with my co-author Steve Cockram, we've spent years studying, practicing, and teaching effective communication strategies. What we've discovered is that there's a hidden code to communication, a set of principles that, when understood and applied, can transform the way you interact with others. Part 1, the communication code revealed. At the heart of our approach are five key elements we call the five C's: care, celebration, collaboration, critique, and clarification. These aren't just random words, they represent different modes of communication that we all use, often without realizing it. Let me give you an example. Imagine you've just finished a big project at work. You're excited about the results and you go to share them with your boss. You're hoping for some recognition and celebration of your hard work. But instead, your boss immediately starts pointing out areas for improvement and asking critical questions. How would that make you feel? If you're like most people, you'd probably feel deflated and misunderstood. The problem here isn't that your boss doesn't appreciate your work, it's that there's a mismatch in communication styles. You were looking for celebration, but you received critique. This is where the communication code comes in. By understanding these different modes and learning to recognize which one is needed in any given situation, we can avoid these painful misunderstandings and connect more effectively with others. Part 2, decoding your default style. Now, here's something crucial to understand. We all have a default communication style. It's the mode we naturally fall into when we're not thinking about it. For some people, it might be collaboration. They're always eager to bounce ideas around and work together. For others, it might be critique. They have a natural tendency to analyze and look for improvements. Knowing your default style is incredibly powerful. It helps you understand why you might clash with certain people or struggle in certain situations. But more importantly, it gives you the awareness to step out of that default when necessary. I'll share a personal story here. Steve and I were having lunch one day, celebrating a recent success. I was in full celebration mode, excited about what we'd achieved. But Steve, whose default style tends more towards critique and collaboration, started asking probing questions about our next steps. Before I knew it, I found myself getting frustrated and defensive. Our lunch, which should have been a joyous occasion, turned into a tense discussion. It was this experience that led us to develop the communication code. We realized that if we had been aware of our different communication styles and expectations, we could have avoided the misunderstanding entirely. Part 3, the five communication codes in action. Let's dive a little deeper into each of the five C's and how they work in practice. First, we have care. This is when someone needs empathy, support, or simply a listening ear. It's not about solving problems or offering advice. It's about being present and showing that you're there for them. Next is celebration. This is about recognizing achievements, expressing gratitude, and sharing in joy. It's a crucial mode for building morale and strengthening relationships. Collaboration is all about working together, sharing ideas, and finding solutions as a team. It's a great mode for problem solving and innovation. Critique, when used appropriately, is about providing constructive feedback and helping others improve. The key here is that it needs to be invited. Unsolicited critique often leads to defensiveness. Finally, we have clarification. This is about seeking understanding, asking questions, and ensuring everyone is on the same page. It's crucial for avoiding misunderstandings and aligning expectations. The magic happens when you learn to recognize which of these modes is needed in any given situation, and you're able to shift into that mode intentionally. Part 4, putting the code into practice. So how do we actually use this knowledge in our day-to-day interactions? It starts with awareness. Before entering a conversation, take a moment to consider what mode might be most appropriate. Are you delivering news that calls for celebration? Are you discussing a problem that requires collaboration? Next, pay attention to the cues others are giving you. Are they seeking care and empathy, or are they looking for critique and feedback? By tuning into these signals, you can adjust your communication style to meet their needs. Here's a practical tip. Use code words to signal your intentions. For example, you might say, "I'd love to celebrate this win with you," or "I'm looking for some collaborative brainstorming on this issue." By explicitly stating your communication mode, you're giving the other person a clear indication of how to engage with you. Remember, the goal isn't to always use the same mode. It's about flexibility, being able to shift between modes as the situation requires. This is what we call relational intelligence, and it's a skill that can dramatically improve all your relationships. Part 5, overcoming communication challenges. Of course, putting this into practice isn't always easy. We all have ingrained habits and default modes that can be hard to break out of. But with practice and patience, it becomes more natural. One common challenge is dealing with people whose default mode is very different from your own. For example, if you're naturally inclined towards care and celebration, you might find it difficult to work with someone who's always in critique mode. The key here is to recognize that their intention isn't to bring you down, it's simply their way of engaging with the world. By understanding this, you can bridge the gap and find ways to communicate that work for both of you. Another challenge is knowing when to switch modes. Sometimes, a situation might call for multiple modes, perhaps starting with care, moving to collaboration, and ending with celebration. Learning to navigate these transitions smoothly is part of mastering the communication code. Conclusion: unlocking your relationships. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize that the communication code isn't just a set of techniques, it's a mindset. It's about approaching every interaction with intention and empathy, always seeking to understand and connect. By mastering this code, you'll find that your relationships, both personal and professional, will flourish. Misunderstandings will decrease, connections will deepen, and you'll be able to navigate even the most challenging conversations with grace and effectiveness. Remember, every conversation is an opportunity to strengthen a relationship. With the communication code, you have the tools to make the most of each of these opportunities. So go forth, practice, and watch as your world transforms, one conversation at a time.